Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And this headline is also brought to you by Dollar Bank. At low home equity loan rates at Dollar.bank. The Los Angeles Angels have designated Albert Pujols for assignment. 41 years old. 667 career home runs, batting 198 for LA. For those of you who are numbers inclined as a baseball fan, Pujols signed with LA in 2012. It was the only year he produced an OPS over 800 with the Angels. Just one. And I think they went to the playoffs one time. Let me double check that. I know they didn't win a series. Yep, 2014. They got swept by
career
the Angels.
Career OPS with the Angels, 758. By some other metrics, barely an above-average offensive player there.
What is Colin Moran's career OPS?
It's around 758, I think. He only hit 222 of his home runs there. He hit 40 home runs once in a season for the Angels.
So wait a minute. What did you say his career OPS was with the...
758. Just for argument's sake, since I have Baseball Reference open here, and so you can just see what kind of a decline it was, his OPS for his career with the Cardinals, 1,037. He was a 328 hitter there. His career average has actually dropped all the way under 300 because of this. He just absolutely cratered the second he got to Anaheim, basically.
Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, is our guest. Steve, did you ever face Albert Pujols in the minor leagues?
I did not. Did not have to face Pujols. Sounds like I could get him out, though, in these latter years, though.
Well, Steve, when he hit that home run...
286, by the way. 286 career OPS.
Steve, when he hit the home run off of Lidge that went like 800 feet, is it like a moment for Obi-Wan in Star Wars when they blow up Alderaan? All pitchers everywhere feel that home run a little bit, and they're like, ooh, not good.
Oh, yeah. The hanging slider, man. That thing will get sent. That was a bomb.
Who's the best hitter you faced in the minor league, Steve?
I faced like Troy Gloss on a rehab assignment. I faced Carlos Gonzalez. I pitched to Buster Posey. Never faced him, but he was my catcher.
Really?
Do you guys stay in touch? Is Posey like, hey, Steve, I saw your grade on Garoppolo. What the hell? Are you guys still boys?
No, not even close. No, not at all.
Okay, I tried.
He'd probably know me, though, at least. Talk some Florida State football or something. He liked his Seminoles.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the first time we've talked to you since the Steelers draft, so.
Yeah, you guys did it. You did it.
Yeah, we got them to take Najee. Our campaign worked. Is the Steelers' offensive line good enough for Harris to be a really good running back here?
Not yet. No, it's not there. I mean, it's one of those things where it's certainly not better than it was on paper compared to last. It's not better on paper than it was last year. And last year was one of the league's worst as far as run blocking goes. However, you get some variability with that. So, you know, who maybe. I guess the best hope is that some adjustments to the system, Matt Canada likes to run jet motion and all this other stuff, that could help open up the run game. But certainly it doesn't look like a better offensive line on paper. And Kendrick Green is a little boomer bust if he does step in and play center. Was a third rounder from Illinois. High percentage of positive grades in our system, but also a high percentage of negatives. So he can do some nice things, but yeah, it's a big projection at this point from an offensive line standpoint.
If Steelers fans out there, Steve, are expecting Kendrick Green to be the starter either immediately in week one or pretty early into the season, is that a realistic expectation for him? I mean, you said boom or bust. What do you think he is as a player more likely to be?
I mean, I think he could start at center just because it's not like they have other great options. I guess B.J. Finney maybe could or Hasenauer, but – you know, Green, he had some issues in pass protection at Illinois. And again, you know, we grade every single player on every snap. And one of the more, if you're evaluating interior O-linemen, their positives actually in the run game do project better. And you can hide their negatives a little bit more than maybe some other positions. So, in other words, he can make some good blocks. And but in college, he did get whooped at times as well. So, it was J.R. Sweezy was a guy who was like that in for the Seahawks a few years back. You know, scouts would show the great blocks, and then, you know, you'd see some ugly ones out there too. So he could help a little bit in the run game, but I think you would expect a below average center in year one if that's where he played.
Who should the Steelers have picked with the 24th overall selection, Steve?
I'm sticking with Asante Samuel as my guy. That was a great Steelers fit. I have to look again at who else was on the board there. But I think, you know, from a team building standpoint, look, do the Steelers want to have a better run game next year? Yes. Do I even want them to have a better run game this year? Like, would I want them? Yeah, of course. But, you know, the secondary, I think, is going to be a much bigger issue from just like a wins and losses standpoint. So I'm attacking that part of the team first. And I've said for a while I thought Asante Samuel would have been a great fit.
Where did he end up?
Second round of the Chargers, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, they had a hell of a draft. The Chargers.
What about Newsom? What about Newsom from Northwestern? Because he went two picks later after Najee Harris, and people love him to the Browns.
I would have taken him too. Sorry. Yeah, I would have taken him too. I mean, look, the Browns are doing it the PFF way, right? They could have easily looked at their depth chart and said, nope, I'm good. We've got Greedy Williams at corner. We have Denzel Ward. We just brought in Troy Hill. We just added a safety in John Johnson. Like, we're good in the secondary. But they just kept adding depth because it's so important there. It's so important to be good in the secondary and have that depth and be able to match up with opposing offenses. So Newsom Watson would have been a great pick.
Steve, that's why I liked the Freiermuth pick so much. Because it was the one early pick the Steelers had where it didn't look like they picked by need. They just took the guy who they thought was the best player at that point in the draft.
Yeah, I agree. I think that pick was fine. And honestly, I'm not saying he'll help the run game as much as – I heard it's Najee, by the way. Najee Harris.
Yeah,
That's what the people are telling me. But, for you know, Freiermuth at least gives you – he's a better run blocker than Eric Ebron, most likely. Maybe not right away, but he will be. And he's a good all-around threat, and, you know, I want all the pass game weapons that you can have.
Yep.
And he's the best all-around tight end. So, yeah, it was a good solid option. I think he was exactly – we may have actually had him, 55 on our board, and he went 55. Is that right?
Yep.
55 and 55. It's perfect pick by the Steelers there. Love it.
Steve, how good is Freiermuth going to be, though? Like, what is his ceiling? Because I think they got a future starter there, but I've heard, like, people say because his nickname is Baby Gronk, oh, just wait and see what this guy can do. Is he a Pro Bowl-caliber guy if things break right, or is he more likely to just be sort of that above-average solid starter at tight end?
I mean, if things break right, he certainly could be the Pro Bowl-caliber guy. I think he's a solid starter. You know, I think there's too many Baby Gronk comparisons. Notre Dame guy's got it going now, too. The young kid over there, too. Look, he's solid. But you also have to temper expectations for tight ends in year one, even with Kyle Pitts at four. Mm-hmm. You know, there's only been 2,000-yard tight ends. That's already a huge achievement. But even for you know, 600 to 800 yards, it's not easy for rookie tight ends. You know, Gronk was awesome as a rookie, but he wasn't close to the featured player in New England's offense until year two. So it takes some time. And, you know, so if you're talking about, hey, one last hurrah under Big Ben, it's another nice option, a guy that's catching 30 or 40 passes and helping the run game a little bit. Certainly not an absolute game changer, you know, just right away in year one.
Steve, I'm going to go with how you guys evaluated this player in to explain why I like the pickup. So the Steelers got a guy as an undrafted free agent, Shakur Brown, who McShay had as a top 100 player, and you guys said he had the best coverage grade in the Big Ten last year. And you just said you liked Newsom. Newsom played in the Big Ten. So to get a guy after the draft who graded out that way, that's a pretty good pickup, right?
It is. It certainly is. So he was productive last year. The problem with, of all of our grades, coverage grade is the trickiest one to project going forward. So, you know, projecting defensive linemen, our grades do a fantastic job of that. Offensive linemen, you get a pretty good feel. Coverage stuff can just be all over the place because a lot of times it's based off of usage pattern, and it depends on who you played. It was also a somewhat small sample size for Brown, you know, 490 snaps last year. But if you're talking, you know, undrafted free agent pickups, yeah, it is a good one. It's you also have to look at the 2 year sample size. He was just okay in 2019. So a good pickup. I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket on it, but yeah, it was a good solid pickup.
Steve, can you explain to me the rationale behind the Steelers trading up to get Isaiah Loudermilk?
No, I cannot. I don't. You know, he wasn't on our draft board. He wasn't one of our top 300 or so. And he's a good solid run defender in the you know the Steelers type of run first player on the defensive interior. Yep. But trading up for a player in the fifth round at that point? No, I don't know. I do not have a good explanation for
that.
Man,
you know what is the pick I've noticed that seems to get for the Steelers almost universal praise, and not like huge praise, but everyone seems to think relative to where they picked him, they did a good job. And I mean everywhere, like including you guys, CBS, ESPN, like every draft analyst seems to like this pick, is the guy from Miami, Roche, who they picked in the sixth round as an edge rusher. And there's a glaring hole there, Steve, after Highsmith and Watt, there's no one who can play that position for the Steelers.
Yeah, this is I do really like this pick. And Roche, he was really productive at Temple. He had good production at Miami. He's just, you know, for a guy that won so much. So, look, when you're evaluating edge rushers, you can look at PFF production grade. And as long as they're above a baseline of athleticism, you feel pretty good about the pick. Roche just doesn't have the incredible athleticism or power. But especially in the sixth round, all day, I'm taking that. I love it. He was far higher on our draft board than he was at, you know, the 216 where they got him. And the Steelers have done a really nice job of keeping that third edge defender around. That's why Alex Highsmith was around last year. And that's why you do have, you know, having Roche in there is really good for added depth and, you know, Highsmith type of insurance.
Steve, to go the opposite direction, Pony said, you know, Roche was almost universally praised. I've seen a lot more varied opinion, usually split between local analysis and national analysis of their draft, on Dan Moore Jr. Locally, people think, oh, he could break into the lineup sooner than you think. Nationally, it has been a lot more head-scratching. So what's your take on him?
Yeah, we're on the head-scratching side. We had him at 285 on the board. He gets drafted at 128. Even on our live PFF draft show, talking to our analyst Mike Renner, I said, okay, the Steelers, you know, their hope is, you know, early contributors. Is Dan Moore that guy? He said, certainly more of a project than anything else. So, yeah, you're not getting that early contribution. Again, picked a little bit higher than we had anticipated, and, you know, don't see him making an impact here in year one, certainly.
Does Renner still have that man bun thing going on?
No, he's like, yeah, he's hit like 30, 31 years old. He looks like he's ready to settle down, get married. It's like he's moved on from his 20s, and he's clean cut. No more man bun.
What do you make of the Edmonds declined option move by the Steelers?
I think it's expected, I guess. I mean, he shouldn't have been a first rounder as it is. So.
Right. Agreed.
So they don't want to bring him back for a fifth year. I think it makes sense. That
totally.
Was one of the biggest overdrafts of the last 5 years, Terrell Edmonds.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, along with Najee Harris, according to most analysts, right? So they're responsible for two of them now, at least on paper.
We would have taken them late second, you know? That's all right. It's just a round early. Najee?
Man, Monson's getting absolutely murdered by people for the things he's said about Harris.
Oh, he loves it. Right, doesn't Monson
but I'm in the
thrive
same boat.
Off of that?
I'm in the same boat. I'm in the...
He does.
Yeah, I'm in the SS.
You know me, I'm the fence sitter. Like, I tried to give you guys this galaxy brain theory about how they're going to try to run it more, and therefore they're going to convince Big Ben to run more play action, and it's actually going to help.
Yep.
And I get, you know, laughed out of the PFF offices when I try to say that. I try to skew positive. Sam doesn't even care.
So what, you're like the – so
you're the glass half full analyst.
You're kind of like the black sheep, it sounds like, within the PFF offices. You can't win. You come out to the mainstream with us. We tweet out quotes that you say. People come after you.
No,
you
so go they back like some of the things he says. They
well,
like it.
No, but they go back into the bosom. Then he goes back into the bosom of the PFF offices, and it's just slings and arrows from his own coworkers.
Oh, they hate it. They hate it when I try to skew positive. You know, I'm trying to say, yeah, but, you know, this could, yeah, no, it's just, you know, they don't want to hear it. No running backs in the first round. Not allowed.
Steve, thank you for finding time for us today. We greatly appreciate it. And your baseball stories are always good.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
See ya. All right. That was Steve Palazzolo. Good times. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.